Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, it is the 14th of April, 2015. All of that best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes or so. Well, we're going to start off with a little Apple Watch news. Yeah, I'm sorry, but we do have a little bit of news to report for you. Seems Apple's got a little hit on their hands. Because according to the data, 1 million Apple Watch units have been pre-ordered in the U.S. alone. Yes, this data comes from Slice Intelligence, saying that data gathered from 9,080 shoppers and some 950,000 U.S. customers purchased a watch model on Friday. What I don't understand with this data is it says the customers bought an average of 1.3 watches. I don't know how you buy a 0.3 of a watch, but whatever. Spending roughly $503.83 per watch. What's even funnier about this is Apple has actually sold more watches in one day than Android Wear sold in 1 year. They actually only sold 720,000 Android watches back in 2014. They're also saying when it comes to sizes, most buyers chose the expensive 42mm model, which comes to about 71% of the buyers. What this data means for Apple is pretty much that. We all know that the thing's pretty much back-ordered now, so anybody that didn't get a watch is going to be thinking, I need to get a watch now because everybody else got one. Staying with a bit of Apple news, Apple has finally updated Final Cut Pro. The new version 10.2 tackles a number of video features such as 3D titles, a range of advanced effects including color and masking, additional support for key camera formats as well, and of course all those many little bugs and stuff that have now been squashed, with probably more to pop up later. Best news you're going to hear? It's free. Yes, it's a free upgrade, so if you're a Final Cut Pro buff, it's best you go hit that update button right now. Have you been putting off buying an Xbox One thinking, you know, I'm just going to wait till that price comes down a little bit more? Well, if you've been doing that in the UK, the time apparently could be now. Microsoft has announced immediately that the console will now be available for £299. That's about £30 less than before. But if you're thinking you're going to be seeing a price drop elsewhere in the world, don't hold your breath. According to Eurogamer, a spokesman for Microsoft said that it's a UK-only retail price promotion, which could also be suggesting that the price reduction is only temporary. I doubt that, though. I really do. With a few exclusives coming out this year, such as Halo 5 and The Rise of the Tomb Raider, now might be the best time to plunge into the one. Okay, I'm trying to do a vinyl scratch, but it sounds more like a monkey, doesn't it? The reason why that is because vinyl, yes, records are back. And funny enough, it has its own UK Top 40 chart now. We've known for a few years vinyl's been making a comeback, but last year UK sales actually climbed to 1.29 million. That is the first time that the 1 million mark has been surpassed since 1996. Mind you, though, we weren't pressing that much vinyl in 1996. As of today, the UK's official charts company is launching two specific vinyl top 40 charts. One is for the album, and the other one's for that little small one. Yeah, the 45, yes, the 7-inch. Don't look for this format or chart to be going away anytime soon. The first quarter of 2015 also seen vinyl sales up 69% in the UK. Isn't it kind of funny that way back when the record industry actually tried to kill off vinyl? Now it actually might be the format that saves them. You get sick and tired, you know, you got that favorite piece of software. You rely on it, you depend on it, you need it. And then the operating system you use gets upgraded and then you can't use it anymore. Well, the folks over at DARP are hoping to hopefully change that in the future. They want to make software that can run for over a century without getting updates from their developers, despite upgrades in hardware. The interesting side of this is that it's actually the US Pentagon that's putting this project together. They've done 4 years of research to figure out the algorithms that are necessary to create software that can dramatically adapt to changes. The agency is calling it the project Building Resources Adaptive Software Systems, or BRASS for short. I like BRASS, a little easier to say. Plus it sounds cool, BRASS, give me some BRASS. Saying it's not going to be easy though, because they're going to have to build this thing from the ground up. Though if it does actually succeed, we could see a whole new list of programs with longer lifespans that are easier to maintain, which would make all of our lives a little bit easier, wouldn't it? It does kind of make me wonder, though, how this project actually got started. Somebody over at the Pentagon say, hey, those launch codes that we had? That's on this 5-inch floppy, and I can't do anything with it. And finally, we're going to take a trip down memory lane today, all the way back to the year of 2000. Ah, that was the start of the death of the music industry. Yes, it was. It's also when Metallica decided to sue Napster. Yeah, you know Metallica. Yeah, that band, yeah. Yes, it was on this day that Metallica versus Napster Incorporated filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court in California. Little did we know that day would pave the way for actually Steve Jobs and Apple to create iTunes and would forever lock the tech and media industry into one. You might remember it was the drummer Lars Ulrich that actually became the spokesman for Metallica against Napster, going onto such platforms as MTV saying, "Napster hijacked our music, man, without asking. Our catalog of music simply can't be available for free on the Napster system." And ever since that time, the music industry kind of went into a ball of flames. All the fight over DRM, which actually still kind of lives today in video. You got YouTube with all the pirated video and audio streams over there. Then YouTube getting sued by Viacom, and then it was actually revealed that Viacom was uploading most of those video clips anyways. You know, the stupidity. It definitely makes one think. If the record labels and Napster just could have came together and got along all those years ago, we could be living in a very different digital world now. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Tomorrow is hump day, so we'll be back with your Wednesday edition, as always, with the BTN News Show tomorrow, getting you caught up on what's going to happen in the next 24 hours of tech news. But until then, I hope you have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you very much for listening.